On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Christelle Manzon. Salinas has an estimated 3,000 gang members, yet most people there can carry on with their day unaffected by all that's going on in the gang underworld. But a new book titled Blood in the Fields, 10 Years Inside California's Nuestra Familia Gang, pulls back the curtain on one of the most violent gangs in America. It's written by Julia Reynolds. She's a reporter with the Monterey County Herald. She says, at its highest level, Nuestra Familia's leaders are serving life in prison, yet still orchestrating movements that trickle their way down to the streets, where its street-level gang, the Norteños, are fighting rival gang, the Sureños.
So the kids on the street, the Norteño kids who are fighting with the Sureño kids, are not very aware of this structure. They're not very aware that they're part of this multi-billion dollar drug dealing enterprise that spans the whole continent. They think they're just fighting their enemies. They think they're just finding a way to get to school without getting beat up. And when I got to know gang members, I saw that a lot of them were really totally normal kids, some of them very good kids, very smart kids, and somehow they made this leap to becoming a full-time professional criminal. And so the question I wanted to answer is, how did that happen? What were the steps along the way that took them there?
What do you think that turn is for people? The gangs in Salinas are generational, in some cases, four generations in a family involved in gangs. Is that part of the reason?
Certainly in some cases. You know, one of the characters in the story is little Mondo, who was pretty much raised to be a gangster from the age of six on. And you have to ask yourself, what choice does he have? What chance does he have when everyone around him is saying, this is who you should be, and we'll love you and honor you and respect you if you act this way?
In your book, you talk about the gangster's ideology called the cause. What is the cause?
I spent the first few years of this reporting trying to figure out what the cause was. And it was this mysterious thing that gang kids would say, well, I can't tell you, but it's the thing that we will give our lives for. And I found out slowly, when I finally got enough people to trust me, that it's sort of like the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. It was really nothing. It's a concept of standing up for your raza, your race, a very vague concept of standing up for your people, and the Norteño gang sees itself as a sort of tribe, as an identity that they're standing up for.
Your book is a narrative nonfiction. The people are real. Have you had any reaction from the people in the book?
Most of the main characters worked with me on the book. They knew they were going to be featured in it, several of the gang members. So I actually gave them sections to review and fact check. As a reporter covering this topic, you get threats along the way. It's been more than 10 years. I've had death threats here and there. Since the book was announced that it's coming out, I've only had one kind of vague threat.
For you, what is the saddest story to come out of this?
Wow, there's so many. I guess there's two levels. One is just a personal level, seeing entire generations lost to this, to killing other children for no particular reason other than to keep our illicit drug empire operating. And on another level, I think there's a national tragedy that I would like people to face up to. I don't understand why this isn't one of our highest priorities as a nation. We consider ourselves a civilized society, and yet we let children kill children.
That's Julia Reynolds, author of Blood in the Fields. Tonight she'll be at Bookshop Santa Cruz for a reading and panel discussion about solutions. Find more details on our website, kazu.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.